Hello and welcome, everyone. You're tuning in to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012, and I am here and I am very excited. I am so excited. I was talking to Carolyn just a moment ago, and I was just jumping the gun saying, "We're ready, we're ready, everybody's ready," and she's telling me of all the incredible things that we're going to be doing today, the incredible exercises, the incredible things, the incredible clearing work, and so many other things. And so I am totally excited, and I'm just going to really, we're going to jump into this full-fledged and full force. So the first thing I would love for everyone to do, and just would just be so indebted to everybody, if you could just let your friends and family know about what we're doing, go to uwealthrevolution.com/NOW/now, and just let people know about what we're doing and the amazing things. Like, you're going to learn the three things that you really should do to get the best results from energy clearing work and energy work. What is your energetic stance? You're going to learn to accept the wholeness of energy healing through the power of gratitude. You're going to experience shifts through Carolyn's Simply Healed method. You're going to learn to clear those sabotaging programs that might be running in the background of your life. And, you know, we never know where these calls are going to go, so we could even go beyond all of these points. So if these are things that could benefit your family, that could benefit you, then definitely please share this with them. And let's do this. Let's get started. And I want to introduce Carolyn. Carolyn is a gifted energy intuitive and a teacher of leading energy, cutting-edge energy healing. She uses her own intuition, her skill, and really amazing simplicity as she aligns all of your energy systems to restore balance and harmony to the body. And she also demonstrates a remarkable ability to clear ancestral issues and connect with the ancestors. She can quickly locate flaws in the ancestral DNA and repair the wounds of the past, some of which may have been contained in the lineage that you have for many, many generations. This powerful method of healing changes energy patterns, transforms behavior, and shifts subconscious beliefs. Clients have reported profound and life-changing results many times after just one session, and we are going to do some powerful things here. So let everyone know about what we're doing here and what's happening. She also has developed a unique method that she teaches in her dynamic trainings called Simply Healed. Now, the Simply Healed method empowers people like you and me with a set of tools and skill sets to help them clear away negative emotions in an easy and a non-invasive way. These trainings have attracted an international growing audience and a circle of certified practitioners. So you are going to enjoy some of the taste of that and much, much more with Carolyn Cooper. Carolyn, welcome back to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012.
Hey, Darius. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we always have such an amazing response with you and such a just an incredible group of people that come forward and say, you know, this really shifted my life. So we absolutely had to have you back. And maybe the way that we could start, since we are now in the middle of 2012 practically, is what are you seeing in the world right now with the people that you deal with, the clients that you take on, just the energy systems of the planet? What is happening? What are we moving toward? What's going on with your clients? What are some of the challenges they face now as we're moving into this new energetic model? Just generally, like, what's the state of things as Carolyn Cooper sits looking at this whole paradigm that we're now in?
Ooh, great question. Well, it's so much fun. I've been doing this for about 16 years, and such a big shift, like every couple years, I notice a big shift just in people's thinking, in people's accepting of the work. Like for you to hold a class like this years ago, back in the Middle Ages when I started, there wouldn't have been so many people interested. It's so beautiful how it's kind of like, pass it on, energy healing. It's great. And people are finding out about it and using it. And it's spreading and people are becoming more, you know, more open to it, but more, more wanting to spread the word about it and help others, because you find something that really works for you and you're so excited to tell friends and family about it and pass it on. And that's what's been going on, especially this last decade, I've really noticed. So it's a really fun place to be in right now. And I notice I'll have people come to my training classes because that's what they want to do. They want to be a practitioner and help other people. And yeah, it's like they come to the classes so much more aware than years ago because there's just so much more knowledge out there in the world now, thanks to you and other people just spreading the news about it. It's great.
Well, it seems like so many people are awakening, and so many people, like I've noticed, are having just these huge shifts from the energy work that is out there. Why is it that some people, you know, it seems like it works so beautifully for a lot of people, yet there are others who say, you know, it worked for me for a little while, or I felt better after that person did that quick clearing, but now I'm back to where I was? I mean, why is it that with some people they get phenomenal results, but then other people just struggle, and maybe struggle massively?
That happens occasionally. For example, sometimes I'll have, first of all, let me just say, in general, let's just think about giving and receiving in general. We all know people who are really good givers. You know, it's part of their nature. It's easy for them to give, and other people, maybe not so much. And the same with receiving. Some people, it's very easy for them to receive a gift, to receive a compliment, to receive help for something, and other people have a hard time accepting things, and that shows up in people's energy, too. So if somebody ever comes to me and says, oh, I really hope you can help me because I've tried all these other things and nothing works for me, okay, there's a big heads up for me. two things. It's kind of exciting because I feel like I can usually help this person if they're open to it, because I get down under to those underlying sabotaging beliefs, those roots that go a little deeper than just regular energy work, and those can be different for all different people. It's, you know, it can have something to do with your personality, or perhaps they've inherited it through their DNA. Sometimes it's social imprints, just beliefs about our capabilities of how far we can go and what's expected of us, and how we believe in our own abilities to make things happen. So there's lots of different roots that people have. But, like I was saying, two things. I kind of get excited going, ooh, this is going to be fun. Let's see what we can find here. But also that gives me a heads up what issues need to be cleared, because let's face it, we know that energy healing works. There's tons of different modalities, and they all different strokes for different folks. You know, different people relate better with different modalities, but we know that it works no matter what it is. And so if all these people are getting results, and once in a while there's a few people who say, that doesn't work for me, then that tells me, okay, and oftentimes I don't want anyone listening to this who is in this place think that I'm putting them down or anything. But, I'm going to be bold in saying a lot of times that's martyr energy or victim energy, and oftentimes it's not really even theirs. There's some ancestral things hooked along with that they may not even consciously be aware that they are carrying. So, to answer your question, I'm not sure why some people have a harder time accepting it than others, but that's what we're going to work on this call. And even if there's people who think, well, it works for me, I've always had good results, I don't have any problems in my life, you know what, I work on myself all the time, and I still have things come up that I go, oh, man, I thought I cleared that. Did I miss a little piece of it, or was I not quite ready to process that at the time, or had this situation in my life not happened yet so that this didn't show up for me yet? So can I, since this is the first of the call, do you mind if I just have the people do a little writing exercise, and then we'll do some clearing on it?
I'd love to. Yes, let's do it. Yes,
awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so unless you're driving... Grab a notebook and a pen, and here's just a little writing exercise to give us some clarity on that, just a little self-examination. And we all need to do this from time to time. I mean, I'm doing this because I know I myself need to do this from time to time as well.
Yes.
So think of any situation in your life that is a challenge for you. You know, and maybe you've done a lot of personal work on it. I have clients quite a bit. Like, new people will come to me and they'll go, oh, yeah, I think I'm okay with that. I've done a lot of personal work on it. And then you find all sorts of little strings hanging off of that energetically. Or that's how I see them in my mind's eye. So that's how I say it, little threads that need to be cut, I guess. Anyway, so, you know, if there's something that keeps haunting you or it keeps showing up from time to time and you feel like, oh, I can't quite get past that, or I'm having a hard time really releasing that. And as we do this, I'm just going to ask you to suspend any negative judgment of what we're doing here for a few minutes. Because it might sound like we're going into negative territory here for just a minute, but don't worry.
Okay.
We're going through this tunnel, you know, to clean up these roots so we can get to the bright sunshine on the other side, okay? So, and this will probably take you a little more time than just on this call, but just for now, I want you to get started. So you think about what that challenge is, and think about how is that benefiting you? Because in some way, when people don't totally let go of things, they're getting something out of it. There's some way that it benefits you. What are the pros to not being able to let go of that? Because our spirits are very intelligent, and they always want to move out that lower vibration energy. But sometimes our subconscious thoughts keep a hold of it. And that's where it gets tricky, because consciously we think, oh, no, I let that go. I so much want to let that go. I let that go. But like I say, a lot of times things are kind of hidden a little bit. So when we dig a little deeper and write things down, it'll pull things out of us that need to come up. And then from there, we can simply do what you, Darius, said on the intention circle, is just pay attention to it, validate it, say, yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. And you're able to let it go. But just to give you some examples of that, so something that you may be having a hard time with, perhaps it's a pattern you saw growing up, and the benefit of that is, well, that's how all my family is. It kind of connects you to your family. Or
yeah.
Maybe it's just being comfortable where you are. You know, even though you're miserable, it's, you know, the known versus the unknown of change. Or perhaps you have a false belief that staying stuck proves to others in your life how bad they hurt you. You know, I'm miserable here, but but somewhere on a really deep level, it's like it proves how bad I was injured by them, and I want them to know it. And
ooh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it can go really deep with people. And so when people say, well, I've tried everything and it doesn't work, a lot of times it's this really deep stuff that they're like, wow, I didn't realize I had those thoughts, you know, so down so deep. And that's where, you know, a lot of times I'll work on the heart chakra with people and letting go and forgiving, forgiving the other person and the situation, but especially forgiving themselves, because a lot of times we beat ourselves up so much for, why did I allow that to happen? Why was I in that situation? You know, forgiveness is a huge part of energy work, as you know. But anyway, so there's just some things to think about. And like I say, you can spend more time on this later if people want to. So most often where I find things on clients subconsciously stuck is around fear of what will be expected. What will be expected of you when you get healthy, or when you lose the weight, or when you are successful in business? You know, is there a fear that then you'll be too busy and take you away from your family too much? Or when you attract the right soulmate, do you fear that you won't be able to maintain that? Or people having doubts about being capable of, yeah, just keeping that higher vibration, living from there. The hidden reasons to hang on to our stuff, they're really just distractions that keep us away from more important things we could be doing, like the bigger, you know, living, playing a bigger game. Stepping up to who you really are, because we all are someone bigger. Most of us are someone bigger than we're actually living at this time, and our spirits know that, and that's why we're so. That's why I think this big shift and this big draw toward energy work, because people get that. They go, wait a minute, I think I'm something more than this, but I've got these limitations in my life, and I want to get past those.
Right.
That's what Simply Healed is, really. It's like a sculptor chipping away the pieces of the stone that aren't really that person. You know, it's not, we're not like digging in there and pulling stuff out. Well, I used the word digging earlier. I guess we kind of are in a way, but I see it in my mind's eye. I see it as, you know, this beautiful statue of who you are, and there's just way too much stone around it, you know, or just chipping away and getting rid of all that extra so you can be free and be who you really are. Step into that.
Well, I'd like to hear from people what you are sort of dealing with, that sort of the lingering things, as Carolyn asked you to do. So send those in if you're at the webcast page, because I'd love to read those and sort of share some of that. I can even leave your name out of it if you'd like, but just to get a feel for where people are. Now, Carolyn, I've heard you use the phrase of the energetic stance. What do you mean by the energetic stance, and really, why is that important?
Okay, that's a cool phrase, huh? I started using that a few years ago, and I'm like, because that just is exactly, that's just exactly the right words for what I mean by that, is it's standing in alignment with what you want to manifest. For example, you know, when The Secret first came out, and a lot of people, that was new to them, and learning about the law of attraction, and the backlash of that, I mean, that's a wonderful thing, but the backlash was people went, oh, well, that doesn't really work, because somehow people got an impression that, oh, well, you just think the positive things and you put it out there to the universe and everything's going to be great in my life. But they forgot the really important step of taking inspired action, because the law of attraction doesn't make everything come to you, it just opens those opportunities to you. You still have to do the legwork.
Exactly.
But that's the joy in the journey, isn't it? That's the fun part, I think, is going, whoa, this opportunity came up. Ooh, I'm going to go for it. It's the go for it part that I think is fun about life, seeing what you can create. But the energetic stance is being congruent with what your expectations are. So, for example,
okay,
if you want to make more money, or have a better paying job, or if you want to enhance your relationship or find the ideal relationship for you, well, that from where you are, obviously what you're expecting or what you're wanting to draw in is a higher vibration than you. Otherwise, you'd already be equal with it. You'd already be drawing that in.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get that, you need to raise your vibration so you'll be on the same wavelength. So your energetic stance is standing in that vibration, like doing things in your life that keep you in a higher vibration so you're able to attract that, which, you know, is ABCs of law of attraction and energy healing. So I'm sure I'm not telling your listeners anything they don't already know, but maybe just reminding them of, you know, it's really important, because we all forget that sometimes. It's really important to live your life in a way that what you're wanting, you're in congruency with. Does that make sense?
Well, we're getting, oh, yes, we're getting a lot of people writing back. So what Carolyn's saying is, you know, your energetic stance is what you're wanting, you are in congruency with, and if you're not in congruency with it, then that's to keep you from having it. And we've got a lot of people sort of sharing, where are they stuck? It's just literally flying in. What one person said, Janice says, another issue I have is, she feels like if she loses the weight, and this, I've seen this many times, she feels like men will be all over her again and not like her for being herself. Another person, Jessica said, my biggest challenge is self-doubt. Another person says, my biggest feeling is that I'm not being understood. I feel that I'm not being received the way that I really am. Another person, Karen said, is getting over the fear of leaving. I don't know if that's somebody leaving or her leaving. Patricia says, I'm dealing with a cycle of failure and a disappointment. Sherry said, I'm dealing with autoimmune disease. Another person said, I'm dealing with money issues because money's not flowing to me. And all sorts of things in between. Another person is talking about she wants to get in better shape, but she doesn't want to do another diet. She's working with balancing her desires. Another person has too many demands. So just a myriad of things where people want one particular outcome, better life, but seem to be mired down energetically in something else.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, what could they really be able to pay attention to so that they can move beyond this energetic pattern? Is it something that is maybe in the DNA that is just sort of like an energetic frequency that they've inherited? Is it something that they need to take steps to shift the energy? Or is it all of the above? Or perhaps none of the above?
I would say all of the above, and that's interesting, all those things you read. I'm sitting here nodding going, oh, yep, these are, you know, welcome to life, everybody. These are the most common things that come up for people. And we're here in life to learn and to grow, but I think we're also here to have joy. So we can learn and grow, and we don't have to stay stuck and mired in these. So, and I'm tempted to just do a little clearing for everybody right now. Is that okay? Am I jumping the gun?
Yeah.
Brings it up, it's like, oh, can I just work on that right now? So, just as you were reading those, I could feel that energy and thinking, oh my goodness, that energy's so ready to move. And the number one thing, and I'll answer this question while I'm doing this as a clearing also, allow, accept, and receive. Allow, accept, and receive. Mm-hmm. If you can remember those three words and keep that in your energetic stance, because we put things out of, you know, I want to get rid of these self-doubts. I want to lose the weight. I want to get out of this failure mode I'm in. You know, all these things that people want, but when you're wanting that, it's like you're trying to reach up to something better, which is a good thing, but also be in that energy. And, you know, if you feel like, well, I'm not there yet, then, there are some practical everyday things to get you there. But can I hold off on that for a minute while I just clear some of this? There's some generational things on these that really is trying to move. So, and my Simply Healed is really simple. So on my side, it's complex, but it's very concise and very concentrated, I guess is the word for it. So I'm doing it on my side. I'm just checking that everybody on the phone, and yeah, we've got some blocks on allowing, accepting, receiving. So I'm just going to kind of move those. And the words I always use to tell my clients is, I can, you know, if you're in a spider web, I can clear the web. I can cut those web things. That's easy for me. That's my expertise. That's what I've done for years and years for thousands of people. I can get rid of the web for you, but you have to kill the spider, because only you can do that. The spider is actually doing the legwork, taking the actions. An example of that is, okay, I'll admit, I love Dr. Pepper. I love it. Love everything about it, but I've been off it for a while, and I'm okay being off it, but I had to do a lot of clearing on that. So I could clear, and that would really help, and I'd get rid of the cravings. And I wasn't a bit, you know, one or two a week is a lot for me, because I'm not a real soda pop kind of gal, but it was getting like that I would think about it during the day, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be like that. I want to be, you know, more healthy and not do that. So I still had to do the movements. I still had to kill the spider. The spider was me not going to lunch with my friends and ordering one. Just don't order one. You know, me not getting one at the movies. You know, I still had to have the integrity and keep my energetic stance, you know, just by practical steps, practical movements with me not doing it. So that's what I mean by when I tell people, you got to kill the spider. That means only you can change your behaviors, because nobody else can do that for you. But it's way, way, way easier when the web is, you know, when you've had energy work and it's cleared the underlying things around that.
And when you do the energy work, Carolyn, I mean, a lot of people sort of like will say, okay, I'm, you know, and they'll have people sort of repeat something. You're clearing right now while you are, you're clearing sort of silently.
Yeah.
I want to hear what people are feeling as this is happening, because a lot of times we miss it. And we go, oh, when's she going to clear? No, she's doing it right now, everybody. And so you will be feeling some sort of lightness or something possibly come in. So let us know what you're feeling. One person said, allow, accept, and receive, Carol, is awesome. we have a ton of questions. But I just want people to just let me know what you're feeling. And Carolyn, please continue. Like, clear
okay.
away.
Sorry, I got a little chatty there, but okay. So I'm just asking the energy if, and I actually wrote down the things that you had said people wrote in, weight, self-doubts, not being understood.
Right.
Oh, I used to have an issue with that. I've cleared it, and then my life is so much better. But I, whoever wrote that one in, I hate being misunderstood. I so get you. Mm-hmm. Fear of leaving, autoimmune disease. I'm asking the energy, do I need to do some of these separate from the others? It's telling me no. I can do it as one big blanket statement. So what we want to do is clear whatever is this is where the generational is coming from. It feels like there's a stubbornness. Stubbornness has a certain feel to it, like it's concrete. It's hard. It's generational for... Yes, every single one of these have generational stuff with that. So I'm moving that right now, so everybody can just take a deep breath. I can slow it down for you if you want, but I don't have the patience for that. So, because when the energy goes, hey, I'm ready to move, just, you know, give me a little push, then it's like, okay, here you go. Okay, so let me see. That. I'm going over these. Money, there's something more we need to do on the one for money. And... okay, so on all of these, it's, and what I want to make sure and plug in for everybody on the call, and I'm sure some people are really strong on this, but I know there's some that need this, is just I own my own power, and it's safe for me to stand in my own power. We're just plugging that in right now. When I say plug in my work, what that means is your spirit knows in order to have that new positive affirmation, like I own my own power, planted in the subconscious, because our subconscious, that's pretty much what controls us. That's what all our behaviors come off of. Your spirit knows, oh, wow, we're introducing that in. Okay, I'll accept that because that's a high vibration and that feels like home to me. Higher vibrations always feel good to us and we like those. But in order for that to come in, wow, I got about 10 or 12 or 100 of these false beliefs or misperceptions that I've taken on over my life, and I'm going to have to clear these out, push these out the back door so that I can allow that new one in. So that's kind of how my work works. A lot of it is unspoken. Well, I don't go in the back door and delve in all of those and go, what about this and this and this and this? Let's get these out. No, we're just putting in the positive affirmation, and I trust, because I know this is how it works, that your spirit goes, oh, got it. I'll push those others out to make room for this new positive one. So I'm going to plug in a couple more here. It's safe for me to move forward. Sometimes I have to do a breath on it because I can feel there's such a big push to it. So I hope I don't breathe too loud in the phone. I move forward gracefully and naturally. Ooh, good. Everybody was good on that one. Letting go of resistance and stubbornness, yeah. And there's something else generational on this? No, but there is on the money thing. Okay, let me just check. Is there anything else in general that we need to do right now? Because I know there's some that we need to do, but maybe we can save that for a little later on the call. But, money, I just got to get this money one now because it keeps tapping me on the shoulder that it wants something done, metaphorically. Okay, okay, so for money, anybody on the call that's got something going on with money, what we want to do is just, it's about worthy, feeling worthy, forgiving self. I'm just going with the words that come in my head, because when I get going, phrases just come in, and I'm not sure who it's for or how many it's for on the call, but this is what needs to be cleared right now, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
I allow, accept, I receive money, I'm worthy, capable is the word connected with that it needs. I am capable of of making money, of holding on to money. And money is a currency, so it's a current. It is supposed to flow. You can't just hang on to it. It needs to come in and go out. It needs to breathe. It needs to move. Is there anything else? Okay, we got whatever was stuck on that for the moment. We got that. So I can do some more clearing later on if you want to. I didn't know if you wanted to get back to whatever was coming in from the listeners or not.
Well, I want to read what people. Yeah. I want to read what people are feeling because we've got a lot of people saying, "I'm feeling the energy." Thank you for saying it's safe to stand in my own power. Cheryl said that. We have another person who said, "Yes, I'm feeling a lot lighter. I've been feeling much better. I can feel the shifting." One person said, "I started crying." Another person said, "Janice said my body started shuddering." And a lot of people are just feeling a shift. Now, the thing that I found surprising when we were talking was that you said that everybody here had some generational blocks or DNA or lineage issues. And we've not really talked about that on this program. One person just wrote in, "I always feel like a victim." You know, and so what, for those people that have done all this work that's trying to clear things with their life right now, but they don't get to that generational stuff, how does that come into effect in our life? Is it sort of imprinted when we're born? I mean, tell us more about it, because I want to get to this. It's very, very critical.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, juicy. I love generational work. It's kind of my specialty. It's just, it's so fun for me.
Mm.
To do. And when I said every one of these, I didn't necessarily mean every single person on the call, although I didn't check for that necessarily. I meant all of these that you had read before, the ones that you had read that I wrote down, like weight, self-doubt, not being understood, all of those. Okay, so generational, if anyone's unfamiliar with generational or ancestral healing, we inherit things in our cellular memory, in our energy. We have seven energy systems, and that's not just the chakras. The chakras are just one of the seven energy systems, but we have all these different energy systems in our body, just like the physical systems in the body. So we've got our skeletal system, muscular system, circulatory, all of those, and we also have energy systems. And things can get stuck, and they can get passed down through the lineage. So there may be times when people say something to you like, "Oh, you've got your father's sense of humor," or you've got your grandmother's, you know, graciousness, or so, and those are great traits. You know, we all inherit really good things that are valuable to us, and we like those, and it connects us with our ancestors, and it feels good when people compliment us on a certain tendency that we may have. However, we also carry things that aren't really great, that need to be cleared. And often people come to me saying, you know, "I can't quite let this go." So I'll look a little deeper. And if it's something that they have about not feeling worthy, not feeling capable, it's usually there and or generational. And with victim energy, ooh, that's generational a lot of times. Generational is not necessarily the same as, it can be, but oftentimes it goes back further, but not necessarily the same as being raised in a family and learning family traits. Yes, that can also be in your energetic DNA, but oftentimes things go way back many, many, many generations. And there was some ancestor somewhere that struggled with something, and it just kind of makes its way down the lineage. And it doesn't hit every, you know, like I have five children. They don't all have the same color hair. You know, like our right. physical traits, not every single person in the same family gets them. Same as the energetic traits. You know, maybe I'll carry something and my sister's not, and maybe something's more of an issue for me and it's not for her. But maybe my other brother has it. You know, it can skip generations. So when we clear those, it cleans it up in us, but it's so connected. We are so connected with our lineage. The way I always say it is it pulls that flawed thread from the the tapestry of the family tree. Meaning, if it's like some great grandpa 20 generations back, you know, and that's a long ways back, it clears anybody who's carrying that in the lineage, doesn't matter which side of the veil they're on, living or deceased, it'll clear that out for them, for me, for my children, for my grandchildren, for my great-great-grandchildren. It just pulls that flawed thread out so it's not in that family tapestry anymore. And also it will get sideways, siblings, cousins. So when you do energy work, I love doing energy work for people from different countries, different ethnicities, because it's like I can just feel the ancestors in the room. You can feel that, wow, this is clearing things for people in, you know, on the other side of the world that I don't even know who they are, because I know they are in that lineage and it's clearing stuff for them. I'm sorry, I'm rambling a little. I'm so passionate about this subject that I just get going on it. Did I answer your question, Darius?
Yes, you did. And I mean, it's fine. I mean, we need to know this. People have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns about this. So one question I have really quick, maybe we can do, because I've got quite a few, is does this, when you do clear somebody's lineage right now going backwards, does it also clear sort of going forward, I guess, for the future generation so they don't repeat that same pattern?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
That's what
okay.
I meant by that flawed thread. So, oh yeah, I had quite a few money issues, and maybe I still do, that haven't come up yet. I don't know, because they can stay dormant for a while. But when I first started doing energy work and found out about generational, I'm like, whoa, holy cow. So I started clearing money stuff just whenever it came up, and I had a lot that was generational, like on both sides, my mom's side and my dad's side. And my financial life is so different now than it was back then. I just didn't realize how many tethers I had on me. And my kids, my four oldest are all 18 and older, but they don't have those issues about money like that I had. Mm-hmm. And I can see that in their lives because I've done so much of the work and it has been a blessing to them. You know, it's so cool how it works.
Well, quick question, Carolyn, for people that are here, and we're getting a lot of things back. I'm just going to read some things, but I want to ask you an important question to kind of where people are right now. I mean, it is, how can they tell in their life if they have something that is their energy that is a block or is something that they inherited? Is there a way, uh-huh. there are things they can look at to sort of self-understand or self-realize, okay, this is something I need to put my attention on and release or not?
Ooh, that is a great question. Sometimes that's a little bit tricky. Like if it's something that you feel like, okay, consciously I've done this work on, I don't think I have any underlying blocks. I'm feeling capable of getting past this. It's safe for me to move past this, and I've, you know, written out any kind of pros or cons or whatever to, you know, anything that I think subconsciously would be a benefit, you know, like we did earlier, and I'm pretty sure I'm clear on it, but it keeps kind of festering, you know, pestering you a bit. In that case, that's usually something generational. It's like I'm carrying something extra. And also, if you have things in your family, you know, if you notice other people in your family with those same tendencies or the same challenges in those same areas, but really common ones, like here's like a really easy way to answer that, but there's generational can be through all kinds of challenges, but you know, you'll see it in money issues, you'll see it in abuse, in addictions. Your addiction may be different than your grandfather's addiction, but addictions almost always have some kind of generational thing to them. Depression, I have never worked on anyone with depression who has not had sadness, grief, fear, sorrow in their lineage. Well, we've all had that in our lineage, but some people carry it more strongly than others. Not that people with depression don't have their own stuff that they can also be clearing and working on, but that had always seems to have a generational root that kind of pulls them down a bit. And I mean, I teach how to clear that, but I think people, if you are aware of that and you, you know, you can ask it just like you did on the intention circle today, Darius, you know, bring it forward, talk to it. I'm aware of you. I realize this is in my lineage. You know, I'm ready to let this go now. I am the chain breaker for this in my family. And, you know, nobody has to come up and tell you, you are the one to break this. No, if you feel like you are, you decide that you are and you break it, as you know, and you say, you talk to it and tell it, you know, thank you for what you have done, for the lessons people have learned through this, and we're ready to let this go now.
Beautiful. Well, I love that. I love the idea and the truth of people just deciding, like, today is the day I'm going to change not only my life, but the future of the people that come through me and after me and the people that I come in contact with. Let's talk a little bit. We're getting just tons of comments. We're over 100 now of just people writing in with huge shifts, and they're feeling a difference and feeling things sort of moving. A big part of this is allowing the energy to come in. Tell me a little bit more about that, and maybe I would love to hear about people that have done your work, that have gone deeper into Simply Healed as well, and have had astounding results and things in their life. So maybe we could touch on both of those things. How does allowing fit in with this? And then what are some of the things you've seen that maybe have astounded you or really surprised you in this healing work?
Okay. Well, nothing surprises me anymore. But okay, your first question was, I'm sorry, say it again. I was thinking of stories.
Oh, just
tell.
Yeah, the principle of really allowing, you know,
is
so important in this. And how does that work? And how does that sort of open the door for the healing people want?
Oh, okay. Well, there's the allowing part comes from making up your mind that, okay, I'm going to allow this to work for me. All of this that we're talking about kind of fits together. The making the decision of it's safe for me to allow and receive this, and I'm capable to do that and make the changes, and that all fits in with the energetic stance. And, you know, just some really practical no-brainer things that I can list for people to do to, you know, if they're feeling like, well, how do I stay in that higher vibration, which I think we all know, but it's always nice to have some little tips from somebody else too. So, you know, things that I do, probably a lot of people keep a journal. I don't have a ton of extra time, like, to write a whole journal entry, but I notice some people write journal things to vent, like, so they'll write down all this negative stuff, which is, I think that's kind of okay if you're getting it out on paper, that's great. But if it's a habit of that's how you always write in your journal, think about someday a great-granddaughter may be reading that, and do you really want her to see all that? And then you've got that journal of just negativity laying around. So try to write feelings of, you know, things when you felt happy. Like I tell people, do a success journal. Like every evening, just write down 3 to 5 successful things where I felt successful today. It may be, wow, I got that load of laundry folded. I mean, it may be just a little tiny thing, or it may be, oh, I won the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, whatever it is in your life. And a gratitude journal. I always preach about gratitude journals. Write down at least 3 things every day that you're grateful for. I mean, you could get going on that and easily write a list of 100, but, you know, we'll make it easy on people, 3 things. For me, personally, connecting with God each day, or several times a day in my case, keeps me really grounded and successful as I go through my day. So whatever that is for other people, I realize there's people from all walks of life listening. So whatever connection they have to, you know, nature, to God, to the universe, to be open to that. That's another place where you need to receive that. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, I'm very open to that. I believe in that. But are you receiving that into yourself and letting yourself get the gifts from that? Like you had Caitlin, is that her name, Caitlin Keat, on, and it was so beautiful the way she talked about connecting with nature. I love that when she was talking about the message from the tree, and I'm like, oh, that is a really great way for people to get grounded and stay in a higher vibration. You know, reading good books, you know, music that fills your soul, music that is really hard on the soul, that is really a hard beat. You know, sometimes that's fun and uplifting, but if it's something that, you know, ask yourself, ask your spirit, does this soothe me or does it not? And if it doesn't, stay away from it because it's bringing your vibration down. If it's soothing and fun, I just got the funnest CD at, oh, should I tell where it is? Anyway, okay, at Target. Santa Fe, it's mm-hmm. just all musical. I love it. I put it on in my mm-hmm. kitchen when I cook, and it raises my vibration. I swear my food turns out better. It's just Mexican guitars. It's very uplifting.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Like, just simple things.
Oh,
like, there's
cool.
so many simple little things we can do in our lives, and what that does is that raises our vibration, and you may think, well, how will that possibly help me make more money, or how will that possibly help me find my soulmate? Are you kidding? Anytime your vibration is higher, that's going to get you in a better place to receive whatever is on its way to you. So, okay, sorry, I rambled a little bit on that.
Oh, well, Carolyn, we're getting a bunch of questions coming in, and I want to sort of, like, some are coming in, and I feel like almost we have to get to these because I can feel
okay.
So many people needing just something that relate, you know, where they can really, for example, like Judy wrote in, she says, I've struggled with depression for as long as I can remember since childhood. My health has gotten very poor in these past few years, and now I feel only half alive. Doctors haven't been able to help me. I'm 51 years old, and I feel like my life must be over. But I feel that I also still have so much to give. How can I heal, and how do I know what to do?
Okay.
And that is Judy.
Okay, Judy, I'm going to give you a little exercise to do, and everybody can do it. And I also want to clear some things for her, because 51 years old, seriously, I'll be 51 next week. You are way too young to be here, which I know you know, and I know your spirit knows that, or you wouldn't have written in. So let's get you some help. Okay. Let me give you this exercise, and then I'll clear some other things. And you know what? I would say do this every day or a couple times a day. You can't overdo this. So, and this is a Qigong. I used to teach Tai Chi and Qigong classes. So I love some of those exercises from there. And this is one. This is actually on my DVD. But you can put your hands in front of your heart in prayer position. You can do this sitting or standing. It actually works a little better standing. And I like to do it barefoot because I like to. Barefoot outside is perfect, but you can still imagine that you're connecting with Mother Earth if you're inside too. So hands at the heart in prayer position, you know, that means palms together. And you're going to take, it doesn't matter which hand goes first, but just so we can all do this together, take your right hand up toward heaven. So your arm is stretched out. If you have any problems with, you know, joints or anything, it doesn't have to be all the way long. But so the palm of your hand is facing heaven. And meanwhile, you're taking your left hand down the left side of your body, so the palm of your hand is facing earth. So you're going to visualize all that fresh energy in heaven and all that fresh energy in earth, and you're going to grab a little bit of those, grab a handful of those, and bring them back into your heart center and take a deep breath. And then go the opposite way. So this time your left hand is going up to heaven and your right hand is coming down to earth. And take a deep breath. My fingers always tingle when I do this. And bring it into your heart center. Now, when you do this, you want to, as you expand the body, you expand the lungs. So now, if you're still moving, your right hand should be up and your left hand down. And take a deep breath in because you're expanding. Expand everything. Breathe in. And then as the hands come down to heart center, you're contracting. So contract the lungs. Nice, long exhale. Let it all go. And then other side, left hand comes up, right hand comes down. This is a great thing to do first thing in the morning or anytime. Sometimes if I've been on my computer for several hours, I just step away from my desk and do one of these. If it's a nice day outside, I'll go outside and do it. I do it about at least three times on each side, at least. But sometimes I go a little longer. And sometimes I add different words to it. If I'm having a hard time having my head and heart connect, or if I can see the big vision of a project that I'm doing, and I kind of have a feeling a lot of your listeners will relate to this. If you a big vision of what you want, but you're having trouble getting from point A to point B, like the little details, I think of it as, you know, how far apart those are, and I'm connecting the big vision with the little details and bringing it into my heart. And that, I don't know how it works, but for some reason it helps me get more connected and feel better. So do that every day, because it feels like, for Judy, your body and spirit are a little bit disconnected. Okay, I'm being nice. They're quite disconnected, and I think that's where a lot of the problem is. So just kind of actually being in your body, which is, I see that a lot for people who have had depression for a long time. It's almost like the spirit tends to take a step back a little bit. So what we want to do is connect those two and get you really connected and have them be comfortable being connected. I'm also going to, Darius, do you care if I just work on Judy here for a minute?
Oh, no, not at all. And could other people get some benefit, too, that may be feeling some of the similar things? Okay, good.
Thank you for saying that. So, okay, this is for anybody on the call, and there are probably lots and lots of people on the call that need this very same thing. So my intention is anybody listening to this or to the replay who can benefit from this will get the benefit of it. So just breathe, relax, be open. What we want to do is make sure it feels like, and I'm focusing on Judy, so I'm talking to her, but just everybody else know this is for you too. Feels like the cells are not communicating like they're supposed to, like the cells in her body. It's like her body feels very separated to me. Let's just talk to those cells and get them open. We want them to hug together. I just see funny pictures in my mind. Okay, so cells are all united and working harmoniously, and that's safe to do. That's comfortable. They know how to do it. Your body has a perfect blueprint for help. So, and all the body systems, all the body organs. Yeah, everything just feels really disjointed. So, let's just allow that to get in. Okay. And her, Judy, I love your energy. It's like really softening up. When I first started, it just felt scattered, and now it's like, I get it. Okay. And what else did you tell me about Judy besides depression?
She also had... health, that she struggled with depression, and then her health had gotten very poor over the last couple of years as well.
Okay. That's why, all righty. That's where that came in. That's why it felt like everything was separated. Yeah, the cells, the molecules, the body systems. It was like everything was in its own room with the door closed. And so what I'm doing is clearing the clutter. I'm just the cleaning lady. I'm just going and clearing it, whatever clutter is keeping that, so that they can all open their doors and come out in the hallway and hug and work united. Because this is, they're all in this same body, and they need to all be working on the same team. And they know how to do that. They know what to do. They're just somehow has gotten some clutter in there, some just some residue that needs to be cleaned up and cleared out. And there's something else. Hold on just a minute. There's some childhood things there. So I, without going through all 51 years of her life on the phone, I'm just asking the energy to clear that for us. I'm doing what I call a timeline. It just kind of cleans up whatever's ready to be moved right now that's been just hanging on from we download the stories of our lives. And so there's some things there that are hanging on that they just want to move. Tell them goodbye, Judy. You know, goodbye. Thank you for the lessons. And yeah, because you're ready to move forward and move up. And you're so young that you've still got a lot of living and a lot of life in front of you. So
amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels amen a lot better.
Very powerful. I want to hear what, if Judy, if you feel something, if you're still around, and also what other people feel, because that could affect many people that were on the call as well. Sandy said, this is amazing. I love it. Simply Healed is the most amazing thing I've done for myself and my family. My mother and I have both taken Carolyn's amazing class. It is amazing, and it's allowed us to assist everyone around us. I look forward to the day when I can help on a larger scale like Carolyn.
Awesome. Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah, a lot of people are very happy. I want to hear what people have experienced, and it's just sort of like a flood of people opening up to what their challenges are, what they want to release, what they want to move beyond in their life. This is a very, very powerful thing. Now, Carolyn, what I want to ask is, as people are thinking about the work you're doing here right now for them, one of the ways that you're very different than some people that are on our series is you actually teach people to become healers and not only heal their own life, but earn income as a healer, become better, you know, person as a healer, and actually take this gift that for a lot of people feel like, well, you know, Carolyn is born a healer and I could never do that work, or I could never learn what some of these people on your show do. You actually show people and train them. Remember last time we called it sort of like the Harry Potter Hogwarts of the healing world, where average people are learning to become healers and awaken that power in them. And in doing so, like you said, get out there and do something fun, transforming their financial lives and the lives of others. Tell us kind of, I mean, just let us know, this is not something for the select few. This is something that people can do.
Oh, yeah. I always tell people, if you are drawn to the work, you definitely have a place in it. Like, there are none of us that cannot do this kind of work. Unless your energetic stance is, like, totally ski-wampus and you want it to stay that way and you want to stay in a really dark place in your life, then it's probably not for you. But most everybody, and I'm sure all your listeners on the call, anybody can... Anyone can get inspiration, can get intuition. And that's funny that you said, you know, people might think, oh, Carolyn was born with this. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot deny it. It is a gift from God. But I had to tear through a lot of wrapping paper and boxes and ribbons to get to this. And I'm still working on it. Like, I'm always learning new things from working on clients and all sorts of things. That's what keeps it fresh and new and exciting. But... like I wasn't like, oh, this is me. These are my natural gifts. Oh, no. I prayed and I asked for them, and that's okay to do. And I think that's fine to do. That's what we need to do if we want some help with something. It's okay to ask, you know, my belief system is God. Some people might just ask the universe or go out in nature and get some help. But we already have it inside. We already have it inside of us. So when people say, oh, I want to get so much better at my intuition, as if they're reaching for something beyond themselves, it's like, it's already there. Mm-hmm. We just need to learn a few tools to help us connect with it. So, yeah, I have people come to my classes from, you know, people who have seen and heard things all their life, and they think, you know, they've been shut down, they've been stifled, they've been told, don't tell anyone, you can do that, that's weird. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people like that come to my class a lot, actually, that go, oh, my goodness, I can use this in a good, powerful, good way. And then I've got other people who come that go, I was just really, really drawn to be here. I've never done anything like this before. I don't know if I can do it. I'm going to see if I can learn the skills. And they're beautiful at it. So, you know, across the board, I have people come and we all have a seventh chakra. We all have that access to the divine and the access to intuition. So, and I explain it in really simple terms. My brain works in pictures. So for me, I have a metaphor for everything I describe. It's like, well, it's kind of like, you know, how I said, for example, when I said earlier, well, I can cut you out of the web, but you have to kill the spider. Like, I have to have a picture for everything, so it makes sense to me. But I didn't know if this could be taught. I kept getting the spiritual prompting for like a year to teach, you know, create your own course, teach your own course. And I'm like, I couldn't. This is all in my head. I can't teach it. I don't know how to explain some of the words. I don't have mortal words for because it's so spiritual for me. But finally, I just listened to that and went, okay, I'll try teaching a class and see what happens. And it worked. And people could learn it. And, you know, anyone can
learn
it. So. Fun.
Wow. Well, that's the point I wanted people to get, was that they can actually not only take care of themselves, but the people that they love. And could we do something to really take care of everybody here? There are mm-hmm. two clearings that I know you talked about with our group that you'd love to do for the crowd, and I'm also feeling it's important, is number one, feeling worthy, and number two, being capable of accepting the new positive changes that this information could bring into their life.
Okay. Awesome. And some those two are really connected.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just see where we need to start here. Okay, so this goes out to everyone listening. Oh, that feels so good. That's such a nice, strong vibration. Everyone united. Okay, so so first I'm just going to start with, because we've already plugged in, I own my own power, and it's safe for me to move forward and, you know, gracefully and naturally, mm-hmm. and we did the letting go of resistance and letting go of stubbornness. I allow, accept, and receive good things into my life, and I'm worthy of good things in my life. That one's got some snags on it. Let me clean that up real quick.
Okay.
I'm worthy of good things in my life and worthy of success in all areas of my life. A lot of people will have success in one area and have this kind of underlying false belief that, well, I'm so good at this. It's okay if I'm not really successful over here. But you know what? It's okay to be successful, to have all your spokes of the wheel the same length. But we need to have
right.
a smooth ride. So, yeah, I am worthy of success in all areas of my life. And also having patience. I have patience with how this unfolds for me. That's a big one for people. I'm capable of accepting these new changes, capable of stepping up to the changes this new vibration will bring. Okay, sorry, that one was stuck for a minute. My life gets better every day. I find joy in this journey. I believe in myself, and I believe in my abilities. And this one might sound negative. It keeps coming to me that I know we need to plug these in for people. So I'll explain this a little bit. But it's, I can do hard things. So how I mean that is a lot of times people, and in our society, everything's so quick and easy and fast. And we forget that it's okay to have patience and to work toward things. And that it's okay for things to be hard. I mean, yes, I'm all about simply healed. Get it, clear it, get it out of the way. But it's also important for people to trust their ability to, oh, I'm going through some hard things right now, and to feel good on about that. Like, oh, but I can do it. I'm strong enough. I can do this. So that's it just really felt like we needed to plug that in for some people. So I'm going to go one step further with that one. And for the women on the call, I am a strong woman. Ooh, there's some generational stuff that came up on that. Let me move that. Yeah, ooh, there's a lot on that. Okay. I am a strong woman, and it's safe for me to be a strong woman, and I step into that. Yeah, there we go. That feels better. And for the men, I am a strong man. It's safe. Oh, they're good. I step in. Yeah, good on the men. Okay. Let's see if there's something else on the worthiness. Yeah, there's some generational stuff about worthiness that I'm just moving, and let me see if we need anything else. And, you know, a nice little exercise for people to do, too, is look yourself in the eye in the mirror, and, you know, whatever good affirmation jumps out at you that you really like, look at yourself in the mirror and say it, and perhaps it's just, I am worthy of a great life. You know, if you're feeling like you're not, if you've been struggling with things, if you get up, it doesn't even have to be in the morning. It can be when you're brushing your teeth at night or whatever, but look yourself in the eyeballs, in the mirror. Louise Hay calls that mirror work, and it's really successful, actually. Some people have a hard time. They don't even realize that they rarely look at themselves. I've assigned that to clients before and said, okay, this is your homework, and they'll come back and say, that was so miraculous, the things that came to me just from doing that. I never realized I never looked myself in the eyes, in the mirror. And women, we think we do, because we put on mascara and we put on eyeliner and we think we're looking, but we're not. We're just looking at the outer. We're not really looking at our soul. So just saying to yourself, I am worthy. I am worthy of a great life. I easily sustain and maintain this work. And energy healing works for me. I'm worthy of it. Okay. Oh, can I just plug? There's just a couple other things I need to plug in here.
Sure. We're getting a lot of comments back. People are really feeling they're connecting to this big time.
Oh, good. Okay, I am connected to my life's mission. Yeah, that's what we need to do. And I'm a little bit funny about how, you know, there's so many coaches and people out there in the world today preaching, you know, your soul's purpose and your soul's mission, and you have to know what that is,
right,
get connected. And I love that. It's powerful and great, but it can also freak people out. People who go, what is my mission? I don't know what my purpose is. I don't have a purpose. And
yeah,
everybody does have a purpose,
and then you're,
but it doesn't.
And then your whole life, it's like you don't feel like you're being worthy if you're not living your purpose every single moment. And then you miss all the other parts of your life that, you know, are your purpose, because you think you've just narrowed it down to one little thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
I agree.
Yeah, and there's so many seasons in life. Like, you know, there's so many seasons in life. We have lots of different purposes at lots of different times in our life. Like right now, my purpose is to be a great mom, to be a great wife, to do this out in the world. Yeah, but in 10 years from now, my purpose may be something totally different. You know, I maybe off in a third world country helping people or something. You know, I don't know what it's going to be then. So. Yeah, just I want to make sure that people are connected to their life's mission, but how I mean that is all the many different things that you will do in your life, all the things that the intention for you to do is there, and we just need to, you know, feel worthy, feel capable, step up and know that we can do it. That's how I mean that when I say it. So, and letting go of the fear of other people's expectations of you. And letting go of the fear of other people judging you negatively or misunderstanding you, because that really has nothing to do with you. You know, like Eleanor Roosevelt, I believe it was, said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So, you know, we just want to get rid of any of those fears of, well, what are other people going to think? And, you know, they're going to think I'm crazy if I go down this path. Well, that has nothing to do with you. That's their insecurity, and we can have compassion and love toward them, but, you know, it's okay for us to move on. So I am supported. There's another affirmation we need to plug in. I support others, and I am supported. And my energetic stance is congruent with my positive expectations for my life. Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, we needed that. Yeah, so to me, like the number one, I think the thing was the number one secret to alter energy work forever, and it's not really such a secret, but, you know, the number one way to alter energy work and get it to work in the best way it possibly can for you and to maintain it and sustain it is to, you know, be proactive, live your life in integrity and be proactive and seek out good things in life, rather than just say, well, I put my order into the universe, so I'm waiting for it to come to me. Like, seek out beautiful things in nature, or, you know, somebody you can write a nice thank you note today to, or someone you can smile to, you know, simple.
I agree. Things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I totally agree. Let's do this. Let me read back what some people are feeling and experiencing here. Carla says, "Wow, I'm crying. I always thought that I was doing it wrong while living what I thought was my big mission." Linda said, "I'm feeling so much better. I love Carolyn Cooper. Thank you, thank you, thank you."
Aww.
Roxanne said, "Thank you for addressing soul purpose. That's exactly where I've been stuck. I've been freaked out by not thinking that I'm doing it now. Fanny from Redondo Beach said, "Thank you for giving all your healing power to us today. You really made a difference." Janice said, "I'm really feeling this. Thank you so much. She's hitting all my major things." Carla says, "Yes, That is one to a strong woman. I guess she was everybody's rock, she said. And now, because of health problems, she's afraid she can't be on her own anymore. Judy wrote us back and said, "Thank you, Carolyn. You were right with me. I do feel compartmentalized in every single way. My body now feels right. I feel all stirred up now, very emotional. My heart chakra up. My sternum has become very warm. I feel like I'm releasing. Thank you." And on and on. Another person, Angela, said, "I felt this huge, enormous energy download while you were working on Judy." And just the list goes on. There's literally over 117 people. They're just flying in. I want to ask you about... yeah, it's like trying to drink through a fire hose over here. It's amazing. I mean, people just sort of like have opened up and awakened. I want to talk about the university because this is a very different university than probably any university you've ever seen. This is a university to help you and show you your own ability to be a healer and also heal your own life. Can you tell us about the Healing Clean and Simple University and what it is and what you put together for us here today at the UWealth Revolution? And then in a moment, let me do this really quick. I want to tell people where it is so they could probably follow along. And I may just do that now before we get too deep. I'm sorry about that, Carolyn. It's at UWealth. Yeah, because we're going to probably go through and talk about all this. So I think it's something that you just have to go deep into because it's so revolutionary. UWealthRevolution.com/Carolyn, CAROLYN, UWealthRevolution.com/Carolyn, CAROLYN. And it is revolutionary to arm ordinary people with their extraordinary superhuman abilities to heal and change the planet is a revolutionary idea any way you look at it.
Wow, I love how you said that. Awesome. Okay, so you want me to just explain what we got here? That's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's Carolyn Cooper University. It's an online platform, so this is all done in the comfort and convenience of your own home. And this is called Energy Healing Clean and Simple. It's my online course. I just opened it, I think, right before my last time I was on Darius, and I've already had over 1,000 people go through it, so super awesome. It's fun. Yeah, and just so I stand in my integrity, I want to make sure you know this is not my Simply Healed training. This is a prerequisite to my Simply Healed training is a live course, a 4-day live course. This is a prereq to that, and this does have some tools on it that you can start clearing things with, but it's not all my advanced stuff. So, but you get, like, it's got 5 different modules in it. And so the first one talks about vibrations and how your vibrations work with the law of attraction. And I know a lot of people on this call are already familiar with that part of it. I cannot tell you the number of emails I've got from people, though, that took it as a prereq to my other class. And they've, you know, been in this line of work for years and years. And they'll send me emails that say, "Well, I thought I knew all that. I learned so much from going through your class." So even people who go, "Oh, yeah, I know all the basics," these are basics for Simply Healed. These aren't basics for all the energy healing modalities out there. This is my stuff. So you may not know all of this stuff. And then Module 2 is, you know, your amazing energy system. So it talks about all the 7 energy systems, the chakras, auras, meridians, grid, Celtic weave, radiant circuits, and rhythms, which a lot of people are not even aware of all of those. So it gives
you
a little
overview.
Heard
of the Celtic, you don't even know what you said, the Celtic weave?
Celtic
I've
weave.
Never heard of that.
Cool.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's a lot of fun things. And in my live practitioner training, we go in a lot more depth in those. But this gives you kind of in a nutshell what they all are, so you're familiar with them. And then there's a module on listening to the wisdom of your body. And the exercise that I had you do earlier with writing down, you know, how does this benefit you? There's handouts in each one of these. There's a little home, I don't want to say homework, home play assignment with each one of these. So this one, I love the assignment that goes along with this. It's a little bit similar, but much more in depth of what we did earlier today on the call. And then there's a whole module about intuition and, you know, what clair are you? Are you clairvoyant, clairaudience, clairsentience? It's, we all have a different way of picking up intuition. Like some people just feel it in their gut. Some people know it without doubt in their heart. Some people hear things. Some people get shudders. Some people get cold chills. Some people get tears in their eyes. We all get it different ways. And most of us a combination of a lot of different ways. But it helps you kind of get aware of, oh, this is what I notice when something is, you know, tapping me on the shoulder. This is how it comes to me. And then you're much more aware of that and you realize, oh, I do have some gifts. Wow, because we all have those gifts, really. And then there's a question answer. And so I answer commonly asked questions about energy healing. And then there's three MP3s of, you know, like the little short clearing I did here today.
Yes.
Those are full hour clearings. There's one that comes as a bonus in the university, which is Healthy Body. And then there's another one on self-worth and money. And those two, money issues and self-worth issues, are my two. I do monthly calls. I do a monthly group call every single month. I have about 10 different topics that I rotate. Those two are my most popular ones. I always have tons of people call in for those. So those are the ones I wanted to give your people. I thought, what are my most popular that people love the most that I can give to Darius's people on this offer? And that's what you're getting. So I'm happy.
Well, I love that. Let me ask you about some of the specifics here. It's first at uwealthrevolution.com/Carolyn, Carolyn. And it's actually, just to let everybody know, it's a $97 program that she's offering at 73% off. And in it, there are the modules, but you've also included a self-worth clearing, I think, and a group clearing that also allows people to integrate sort of like a positive imprint and also reprogram their subconscious beliefs and shift things on a cellular memory level, and also emit, obviously, new vibrations and signals to their surroundings on self-worth and self-esteem. Tell me about that. Is that an additional bonus that is being included here?
Okay. Well, one of them is on self-worth, and then there's another one called Your Energetic Relationship with Money. Mm-hmm. So I'll just give you kind of an overview of what they both are. They're usually about an hour long. I don't know exactly to the moment, but they're about an hour long. And all you have to do is relax and listen and breathe.
I like that.
And how I do these group calls is really I'll put the invitation out that, okay, the group call is on such and such date. This is the topic. And if you have, you know, so people register, and then if they have something specific on that topic that they really want to make sure that I don't miss, they send me emails. So I get tons of emails. And, yes, I have a whole team, but I personally read through every one of those emails and pick out. I spend a lot of time before the call. I pick out things that, okay, this person wants to make sure I touch on this. This person wants to make sure I touch on this. This person wants to make sure I touch on this. So I just kind of go by all of those emails that come in and whatever else I'm feeling on the call as we're going along. So we clear a lot of generational issues. We clear specific issues that people have written in. And if, you know, if there's 150 people or so on the phone, if one person has written in about, I really, really want to work on this particular thing, I know that there are tons of other people that have that same thing, you know, because like attracts like. So, yeah, we just go through and clear out a ton of stuff and reprogram with new affirmations. I use the affirmations as kind of a clearing statement, really. It's like the affirmations are going in, but it's cleaning up all those old murky things that don't need to be there anymore. So that's what both of these are. One of them on self-worth, which would be great for any of the people that wrote in today, because it really gets right to the root of so many self-worth issues for people, and I think that's the number one thing that people struggle with at the base of all their, it's the common denominator for all of us, I think. And then the energetic relationship with money, that's just a fun one for me to do, because we have to have money to survive in this world. And so everybody, most people have some kind of something with their relationship with money that they want to improve in some way. So that one's great too.
So there's in addition to the modules that you have, module 1 through 5, there's also some clearing work around self-worth, and then also the energetic relationship with money to help people really clear out the past blocks that can even repel money from coming to us. And then, Carolyn, included in that too is the cellular work from, I guess, the ancestral side as well. That I mean, honestly, that's something you do that's very unique to your own gifts. So that is included as well on both of those, self-worth and also the energetic relationship about money as well, correct?
Correct. And can I just say something about the generational thing? So you might think, well, yeah, if she already did this and it's a recorded download, and so it was whoever was on the line with her at the time, and she felt ancestors from them, or she felt generational things from them, and cleared. People have asked me, if I listen to that replay, is that still working for me generationally? Like, they get that it's working for them with the affirmations and everything, but can I just say, yes, it is, because if there is something in your generational DNA that comes up that connects with what I'm talking about when you're listening to that replay, yes, absolutely, that will pull that up and clear it for you too. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're really powerful.
Very, very cool. So they can listen to those as many times as they want. I also want to ask you really quick about one thing you talk about is how people can flip limiting self-doubts into powerful, positive affirmations, and then also your personal formula for manifesting health, wealth, and joy. And tell me a little bit about those two pieces, because I think those are very interesting, especially your own formula to manifest health, wealth, and joy.
Oh, okay. Well, my own formula basically is everything we talked about today. It's like trying to live in integrity. And I don't, you know, I'm not perfect. I got a long ways to go. But it's getting up every day thinking, okay, how can I serve? How can I serve in the world today? What can I do? What needs to be done? You know, and I actually have to make a conscious thing of help me to see outside of myself and outside of my own little life here, because sometimes that I struggle with that. Sometimes I get really, kind of limited vision on, oh, I got to get all this stuff done for work, and my daughter's got dance practice, and my son has this. And I, you know, we get really self-absorbed with everything in our own little world. So for me, it's consciously asking, it's doing exercises like that one. Oh, I don't think I gave you the name of that, the one we did with Judy and with everybody else where one hand goes up to heaven and one goes to earth. The name of that actually is heaven and earth. There's lots of different names for it, but that's what I call it. Connecting with heaven and earth, that's one thing I do. And just as I'm doing that, I'm thinking of, okay, from my heart, spreading out a little wider than just my little space here in my home, in my cul-de-sac, in my neighborhood, you know, spreading out. So that's, you know, that's, for me, it's just trying to live in integrity, seeking opportunities to help other people, because if people want to raise their vibration and they're feeling low, the very best thing you can do to get out of your own stuff is to find somebody who needs help. And it doesn't have to be, oh, spend 2 days helping somebody move. It doesn't have to be that intense. It can be just some nice little thing you do for somebody that literally raises your vibration. That's my formula. Just simple, simple things. I'm all about simple, as you know by now.
Yes, and and simply healed.
Yeah. And the part about flipping limiting beliefs. If people think about what is a challenge, do you have an email there that someone's written in a challenge that I can give an example of how I would do that?
Let me do that. Let me address one. Mary's asking, what page is this on again? Mary, it's at youwealthrevolution.com/Carolyn, Carolyn. and this package really quick, because we're getting some questions. Is this available immediately to people once they order, or is this something that comes in the mail?
Oh, good question. The online university, the downloads of the self-worth call and the money call are immediate. Like, they're immediate.
Okay.
You can go right there. The other thing, my team gives people, when that comes in, they see that come in, and my team goes, oh, let's set this person up for a login. And it's kind of like the administrations into a university, I guess you could say.
Beautiful.
So within a day, they will get their login for the university, because we usually have a whole bunch of orders coming in at once. And so there's a certain login procedure that we do on the back end, so it just makes it much, much smoother for all the students coming in. So anyway, yeah, that if you haven't got that with more than a day, then write to me and I'll make sure you get it, or check your junk mail. But yeah, the downloads are immediate, and while you're listening to them, our team will be getting you all logged into the university and hopefully get an email out to you right away.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask people who are listening in, you are looking for what, Carolyn? Something that they can flip a limiting belief into a positive empowerment?
Yeah, like if someone writes something in. Yeah, if someone wrote something in that was a challenge for them, or how they explained it as being a challenge, and I will show you how to just take that and flip it.
Okay, well, anybody that wants to write in, I mean, I want to involve everybody here as much as possible with a challenge, and we can flip that and sort of do our alchemy on it. Send that in right now if you're at the webcast, or else I'm going to run. Okay, there we go. There's Sherry. Thank you, Sherry. She says depression and sadness is her challenge, her depression and sadness.
Okay, I was looking more for a statement, but I can put that into a statement for her.
Oh,
okay.
A statement? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'll work with that. Okay, so sadness. So I'm going to take, first of all, she's gone. Wow, she's got
Sherry, she's going to clear
on.
You.
Yeah. Okay, it's already done. She had generational stuff on mom's side and dad's side on depression.
There you go.
We cleaned up that piece of it for you anyway, or however much of it came up today to be cleared. So sadness. So say if someone says, you know, let's make this simple. And someone said, oh, I have so much sadness in my life. I am so sad. You just flip that to, okay, what would you want to have happen? And I ask my clients that all the time. Okay, ideally, what would you want to have in your life? Oh, I would want to wake up happy every day. I would want to have my life full of joy. I would like to have more laughter and more fun in my life. Okay, there's your affirmation. So it's like, make some affirmations out of that and plug them in for Sherry here. My life gets better every day. I see the joy in my life. I see the good things in my life. I'm worthy and deserving of the good things in my life. We've already done that, so that one should be okay. My life is happy. I choose to have happiness in my life. It's safe for me. Oh, wow. Ooh, something came up on that. It's safe for me to be happy. There's some childhood things on that. I'm just going to move that right now. Okay. There's some other stuff on that one. Okay. She's got generational and childhood both on that. That just, whoa, jumped out when I said it's safe for me to be happy. So let me see. And that just goes along with owning my power. And there's something about, it's okay to own my power and be happy with it. There's just, happiness is a big... There's a big stuck spot. There's a big knot in this. Hold on just a minute.
Mm.
There's something out there. Oh, okay. And something else. Okay. Yeah. I had to bring in the advanced stuff for that one. Okay. So, yeah, that's what she did. It was like just a big knot in her energy that when we got to that, it's safe to be happy. It's safe for me to have joy and have fun and just, comfortable, being comfortable there. I can be comfortable in happiness. And, yeah, it almost feels like it just needs to start at her heart and come out from her, and she needs to believe that, you know, happiness can start with her, even though she's in a place of sadness, that she gets to now flip the switch on that. Oh, that was a longer explanation than I was meaning, but we needed to do a little work there. So thank you, Sherry, for writing in. But yeah, honestly, to flip beliefs, it's you can just simply put into words, what is it that's annoying me right now, or that's challenging, or that's hard for me? And then ask yourself, how would I want that to look? And you always start it with, I am whatever. I am now experiencing blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, my life is this way now. Because you always put it in the present tense as if it has already happened. Mm-hmm. Because that's what raises you and gets you in that energetic stance so the universe can answer you where you are.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Well, Carolyn, I just want to thank you for being here and doing, I mean, just gobs and gobs. I don't know if that's the right word, but a lot of clearing work and releasing a lot of energy. I want to hear what people are feeling right now, how this benefited you, where you are. One person wrote in, Carolyn's statement, it's safe for me to be happy, really hit me, and I'm in tears now. And she just says, wow, I can't believe, you know, sort of, I think there's a shock of how powerful some of these things are. Everybody, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Carolyn, Carolyn. It is a $97 program and includes all the stuff we talked about, including the ancestral clearing and the DNA clearing on issues of money, self-worth, and all of the modules. You can read all about it there. And if for any reason you're not happy with it, Carolyn, they also have a certain amount of time. If for any reason they're not happy with it, is there a refund policy on this, or?
There is. We don't have it on the. We don't have it on the thing. But yeah, if you get into it and go, oh, this isn't for me. Which, you know, in 1,000 people, I think I've had one person ever do that, because she thought it was the training course, the advanced training course. And like I've said, it's not. But it gets you to where you're.
Yeah,
it gets you toward that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Sure. If there, yeah, because
I
know people love it, so I'm happy to say yeah. There's if you're not happy with it, yeah, we'll refund.
Yeah, we just want you to be happy, and that's, you know, obviously our motto and what we hold as our highest value here, and so it is there. Carolyn, any final words for the group, or any final things that you feel sort of as you're reading the energy of the group that they need to hear so they can take the next step in their life, whatever that may be it with you or just in their own path and destiny? What final words do you have for this amazing group here at the Wealth Revolution?
Well, I just want to say thanks. Like, I feel very supported. This was a really fun group to speak to, even though I can't, you know, I can feel the energy of them. I can't see them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. I'll just be very transparent here. I was a little bit nervous about this topic because this comes from my heart, and this is what I really feel is, yeah, people need to live in integrity if they want the energy work to work. It's just as simple as that. But I was a little afraid of sounding preachy if I came off like, you know, I didn't want to come off wrong. And I just want to say thank you, everybody, because I can tell these guys really got it from my heart how I meant it, like in a way that can empower them and help them, and just things that I've seen in my practice over the years and how, you know, I'm just trying to help people to get to that place. So I really, really appreciate their openness and their willingness to hear it with their hearts, and they're on a good path. Just I would just in final say, you know, be proactive and step up to who you really are and do some talking with yourself to find out who you really are. Sometimes our hero within is hidden a little too far in there, but she or he is in there.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I love it. I love it. Patricia wrote in. She said, I was feeling depressed and disappointed when the call started. Now I feel very hopeful. Another person said, I feel like a wall of energy has come up. Thank you for clearing me of so many things. I know there's more work to do now, but there's room for those things to be cleared. Maureen said, the happiness thing that you taught was huge. Thank you. Sherry said, thank you, Carolyn. I feel a tingling. That was the person that you cleared most recently through my whole body when you were working on me.
Yay.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think we are good. I mean, we have so many people responding back. And thank you for this call, Carolyn. It's so awesome. So, Carolyn, thank you. And we love you here, and you're always welcome back. And maybe we can have you back and do like a Q&A or something really deep and just keep going deeper and deeper into how we can really bring people into the world of simply being healed and connecting to their own power and ability to heal others. And ultimately, if you help enough people get what they want, you know, you cannot, the universe cannot in any way be stopped from bringing you everything that you want. And that's what I love about your work, is you're empowering people to heal, to help, to grow, and bring others the joy that they want. And in doing so, they get it themselves in a huge way.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Darius, and everybody on the call. I've loved being here, and I appreciate you having me. And I love to talk about
Well, I want to just do this real quick before you go. I know you got to run, Carolyn. Everybody, let's send Carolyn just a huge amount of love. I'm sorry for interrupting there. I get so excited. On the count of three, one, two, three, let's send that to Carolyn, just our love and our thanks and gratitude. And there it goes.
Woo! Yay, smiley faces. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I really enjoyed it.